Subject, how can I make this work? Dear Stephen Shirley, my girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years. Recently, we have been plummeting down. I've done some things I'm not proud of in our relationship, but she has forgiven me and stuck through it all with me. But she recently saw messages between me and a friend of mine, and in the text messages, there were sexual references. Nothing ever went down between the two of us, but it was enough for her to say we are over. Now it feels like I'm fighting a losing battle because of the words she chooses to use. They just give me a feeling in my gut that we will never be again. We had a talk last night face to face that ended with a kiss and a hug. Please help me fix this. Please, she's the only one I want and need. I don't want our family broken. It's not good for the kids. Signed, a working soul. I don't know what that signature means, a working soul, but you want to know if you can fix this? I don't know if you can fix this. When the trust is broken in a relationship, not just once in your case, but twice now, I mean, how much do you think one woman can take? You said you've done some things you're not proud of, and I'm assuming that's cheating in your relationship, but she forgave you the first time, right? And she gave you a second chance. We just talked about second chances. She gave you a second chance, stuck through it all, you say in your letter. Okay, but then you go ahead and you start texting, and she found some of your sexting with another woman. It doesn't matter that you say you didn't do anything with her because she doesn't know that. And giving your history, it just brings up all those feelings in her that you're back to your old cheating ways. And now she says she's done with you. Steve?
Well, brother, since you come to me, got to give it to you straight. Here you go, young soldier. The only thing in this letter is signed a working soul. That right now is your only redeeming quality. And you wanted to make sure that we know that you out there working. Got that. But you're also married. Or you in some type of committed relationship. Well, you're not married. You're in a girlfriend and y'all been together for 3 years. And recently the relationship been plummeting. So I'm assuming y'all stay together. See, son, here's your problem right here. This is what's wrong with us as men. And I fall into this category too. We don't know a good thing till it's gone. We just don't, man, because we stupid like that. We do everything that's counter to a good relationship. Then when the threat of losing that relationship come along, now we want to straighten up. Everybody done it. Everybody done it. Well, here's the deal. Now, you done ran into the atypical thing. You don't know a good thing till it's gone. But here's the problem. The woman may not be gone. See, she ain't gone completely because y'all done had this hug and a kiss. But let me tell you what is gone, though, that's really got you jacked up. The trust is gone. See, you can get the woman back, but if you don't get her trust back, ain't much of a relationship you finna be in for a while, son. I want you to understand this clearly. Then, see, after we do something wrong like this here, now all of a sudden the kids matter. See, now the kids matter now. But while you was doing it, they wasn't a thought in your head about them. Now, she the only one you want now. When you was sexting and got busted before that, which caused your relationship to be plummeted.
That's right.
You cheated on you, you stayed with her. She wasn't the only one you wanted then. She now the only one you need. Yeah, but see, just last night, you needed to text your friend, and which negates the word friend now, because friends don't have sexual references in they text. So now she the only one you need, but last night you needed a friend to sex with. Now you don't want the family broken, but you done the very thing to break up your family. Man, 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 when you look at it the way it is, fellas, this is really what's wrong with us, ain't it? We just don't know what a good thing is till it's gone. We got to mess up to straighten up. But your problem is you dumber than the rest of us, because you done messed up before, got her, now you messing up again. You just gonna repeat the thing that caused your relationship to plummet. But now you want me to give you the magic trick to fix it. Let me tell you something, son. It's fixable, but the road back, you may not be the man you need to be to get back.
Wow. That's a statement.
It's fixable, but you may not be the man you need to be to get back. Why mess up your whole life before you figure it out? Stop being a fool. Quit being stupid, fellas.
But
just go home. Yes, sir.
He could have all of it if he knew how to work his phone. It's the phone that's the problem.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.